next month, Brazil will host soccer's biggest tournament, the World Cup. Brazil is, of course, a powerhouse in soccer, known as football to most of the world. But its stars come from humble surroundings. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
I'm standing where the dreams of World Cup glory in Brazil begin. I'm in a poor neighborhood in São Paulo, standing in a dirt field like so many across the country, an impromptu football match is, of course, being played. And if there's one thing that has been said about Brazil over and over, but is absolutely true, is that every young child here, every young boy, dreams of becoming a professional player. Here is no exception. A group of ragtag boys shout excitedly about who their favorite players are. 11-year-old Felipe de Luca Mendes Ferreira is small for his age, but he swaggers confidently towards my microphone as if he's already used to giving comments to the press after a match.
It's a way of having fun. I want to be a big, famous player when I grow up.
In Brazil, every open patch of grass or concrete yard is a potential field of dreams where kids kick whatever they have on hand. In São Paulo's soccer museum, there's even an exhibit dedicated to the variety of makeshift balls used. A doll's head, a ball made out of spooled tape or tightly wound up socks. If it's kind of round and they can kick it, they will use it. No flow. Desse jeito. Last year, a documentary called Kickabout, Soccer in the Shantytown, focused on the early lives of famous footballers. In it, soccer greats like Ronaldo and this year's projected World Cup star Neymar talk about how they got their starts in their respective poor neighborhoods, dirt lots.
O Zico passou, o Romário passou. São jogadores que nasceram.
Narrator Silvio Luiz says that the reason so many wonderful soccer players are born in the slums is because they learn how to be tough and treacherous soccer players there, something that they wouldn't have learned at soccer school, he says. These rags-to-riches tales live in popular imagination, and they fuel the dreams of fame and glory of not just kids, but their parents. Ronildo Santos is a sports journalist at Bandeirantes TV in São Paulo. With the million-dollar salaries of many Brazilian players, it's not only the poor who dream of soccer fame, but also the middle class now, and the rich. And with that has come a professionalization of the system that finds these players, he says.
Que não tem o que tem, por exemplo, nos Estados Unidos, na Europa.
The sports federations, the government here, unlike in other countries, don't discover and train soccer players. Unlike in the U.S., there is no school system which allows you to become a professional athlete through high school and college teams. Here, it's the football clubs that do all the work.
Rafael Pereira. Thiago Sheit.
It's an overcast afternoon at the Palmeiras First Division soccer team's training camp. A group of 11 and 12-year-old kids have their names called out as they stand nervously waiting to be judged over a three-day tryout. All the major soccer teams in Brazil have these weekly events, and the kids who are evaluated are getting younger and younger. Palmeiras used to only take over 15s. Now they are looking at children as young as 8. The 32 kids here today are run through their basic drills under the watchful eye of two recruiters. Trainer Edvaldo Marquez from Palmeiras explains this is something akin to an open casting call. People sign their children up for the evaluations, which are free, in the hopes their kids will be chosen for the club's program. In our programs, we have some 25 to 30 players total, he explains. This is out of the thousands who are evaluated. In all, there are probably some 5,000 professional footballers in Brazil. Sports journalist Ronildo Santos tells me the majority can't make ends meet and are paid only $250 a week. Hairdresser Elisanda da Silva has her 12-year-old son Paulo trying out for the Palmeiras program today.
Não só em dinheiro, mas é esporte, tanto para.
The odds don't worry her. This is a better dream than their reality, she says. It's not just about the money. It helps them get off the streets where there are drugs and violence and try for something better. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.